Okay, we'll return to open session. Mr. Crawford, would you please lead us in the pledge?
Pledge ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our student representative to the board, Jordan Dean, is not with us tonight, so we'll move right into our recognitions. I'd like to ask the board to step down front, please.
Well, this is the special time of our agenda when we have schools do their presentations and they get to select some folks they'd like to recognize for their contributions to their school. And tonight we have Bob Eckard from Lyndhurst High School, who's going to make the next three presentations.
Thank you very much. Let's start with the A-plus community partner. Unfortunately, Russ Clark was not able to be here tonight, but I'll make sure we will get this to him. If you've been in the community for any length of time, Russ Clark's name is synonymous with philanthropy. That's a man through his profession, the owner of Carl's Jr., and his own personal resources, supports so many various causes out there. I've known his name for years and years. And last year, at the end of last year, we had one of the school articles that was written by our school representative for the Appeal Democrat, just doing a simple article on AP test scores and the struggles that we have, you know, with the funding for that, because the funding was being cut to taking the test, and it can range about $55 a test. Easy article, you know, it was done very, very well. Out of the blue, without any solicitation whatever, we get a letter in the mail. I open it up. It's a $1,000 check from Russ Clark that just simply says, put this towards AP testing fees. Didn't ask for a lot of didn't want any fanfare. He just simply saw a need within the community, saw a need with the kids, and selflessly just said, here you go. So Russ Clark and Carl's Jr. are truly A-plus partners for not only Lyndhurst High School, but I would say the entire community, both on both sides of the river. So Russ, wherever you are, thank you very much, and I will get this to him. Next, we have the A-plus employee awards. The first award I would like to award to is someone that I've known. Laura, come on up here. How many years has it been? 5 years? 6 years? Okay, 5 years. Laura has had a variety of jobs within the district. I think I first came to know you as a one-on-one aide with one of our special education students. And then through that time, you've been on the campus, you've been off the campus, and currently right now you're a paraeducator. Laura, you couldn't ask for a better person to be on the site. You are a team player. Anything we need you to do, you are right there. You know the needs of the kids. You are so in tune to what's going on. It is a rare gift. And it's not just a gift for the school, but it's a gift for the students. You put your time in selflessly. You've just done so much for us, and I just wanted to give this thank you to you. So thank you so much for all that you have done for us. Thank you very much. This is yours.
And then you get to
the gauntlet.
You run the gauntlet. Thank you so much.
That'll be Wendy. I'll be Wendy. And the other person that Lyndhurst would like to recognize, come on up here, Wendy, is Wendy Fritzinger. Wendy has been with us for, 4 years now? 4 years now. She is one of our math teachers, and quite honest, I've been in education for almost 20 years. You are a rare breed, Wendy. You truly are. You have a gift of connecting with those students in ways in which is not that easy to do, but you make it look so effortlessly. Anything that needs to happen on the site, you're there for it. You know, whether it be helping out as a class advisor, tutoring after school, tutoring before school, giving up your lunches to tutor, you are the consummate professional. And thank you so much for all you do for the Lyndhurst and for the kids. Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll move on to our school report from Lyndhurst High School. Mr. Eckert.
Yeah, we're a little low-tech today. That's okay. How do I put this? I've put a lot of thought and drafting and redrafting into this particular presentation. I know you all got a copy of the written presentation, and my thoughts have kind of wandered to a variety of things. So part of what we're going to do is kind of talk a little bit about how we ended last year, and then also how we're beginning this year, because you know we're just in the throes of it. Couple of things to tout out. How's Lyndhurst doing? Well, at the end of last year, our seniors earned over $500,000 in scholarships. We sent kids to UCLA. We sent kids to Berkeley. We sent kids to Santa Barbara. We sent kids to universities all over the nation and all over the state. We had a graduation rate of well into the 90%, and thankfully, we only had 5 students out of 284 that did not pass the California High School Exit Exam. These kids are going out into the world, and they are going to be exceptionally successful. Last year was a phenomenal end to the year, and it was, for those of you that were able to make the graduation ceremony, that one, that was a big ceremony. That one was a big one for me personally. Just for whatever reason, that class just kind of grabbed me a little bit more than some of the others, but we love them all. This year, we started off pretty strong. From the academic side, we were able to place all our kids in classes within the first day, which meant learning was beginning and teaching was beginning from almost day one. We just finished or finishing up our CELT testing. We have got 171 students at Lyndhurst High School. 300 of those students are EL students, meaning they need to be CELT tested every year. We have an additional 300 students that are also English language learners, but they've been redesignated. So roughly half my population is English language learners in one fashion or another. We just had our first round of KHSE for our juniors and seniors. That went very, very well. And we anticipate the number of juniors and seniors that need to take the KHSE in December will probably go down by about half. Remember, they have more than one opportunity to take it after their census year as sophomores. One of the exciting things that we've got going on is we were asked by the Department of Education to do a pilot test for the new Common Core assessments. Our science department, starting next week, will be doing a dry run or a pilot run of the new tests that are going to be coming out in 2014. So what that means is our students and our teachers kind of get a sneak peek on what is this test really going to look like. The state is trying to make it all computerized, so their years or the days of the bubble test are going to go by the wayside. And what they need to do is figure out what kind of glitches do we have. So we get to be a test market for that, and we're actually very, very excited about that. In the wake of the budget cuts that have had to be made, we have lost quite a bit, but at the same time, we've been able to bring in some new classes. We've got a sports medicine class that we just brought on board this year. Mrs. Hutchinson is the teacher for that class, If you ever go out to a football game, take a look. You'll see a bunch of kids out there, red shirts, sports medicine shirts. These kids are learning how to do a trade, basically. They are loving it. They're enjoying it. And we got our supplies in today. It's really, really neat to see. It's really fun to see. Athletically, the football season, you know, we're off to a start. Little commentary on that one. I'm a little offended by the appeals comment on Monday's paper. I thought that was an unnecessary slap in the face. But the kids are doing well and they're doing strong. And probably the best thing I can say about that is, considering the way the games have gone, I believe we've only had two personal fouls in all of those games. These kids are keeping it together. They have dignity. They have respect. Their heads are high. And we're very, very proud of them, and we're very, very proud of the coaching staff. Volleyball's doing well. In fact, tonight we're playing Marysville. I think Marysville has the edge up on us tonight, but that's okay. And soccer's going well, too. Looks like we may be making the playoffs again this year. I believe this will be for about the fifth year in a row. So soccer's doing pretty good. What I would like to do next is I want to invite you, tell you about some of the events that are going on, but I would love it if you guys would be able to come out to Lyndhurst and visit and see who we are. Okay, we are more than just API test scores, CELT test scores, whatever. Those are a measure of the high school, and they need to be measured. You have to have some level of accountability. You need to know how are we doing academically. But I would argue the fact that that is not the sole measure of the high school. The sole measure of any school is your staff and are your students. We've got some amazing things going on, and we always have. This 26th, which is the Friday, and then Monday and Tuesday, 26th, 29th, and 30th, if you've got some free time, our pumpkin patch is going to be up and running. We've got 800 elementary kids coming over those 3 days to visit our pumpkin patch, take a pumpkin, learn a little bit about science, petting zoo, the goats, the pigs. It's a lot of fun, and this is entirely run by the kids. This isn't something where the adults, we put it all together and then the kids are just there for a shiny show. This is what the kids have done. They have worked so hard planting that field, and they've tended it all summer long, and they're out there weeding the pumpkin patches. It's great to see. We just had one of our food days, which is one of our cultural events, and I will send it out. I don't think I sent it out to the board on this one, but I will send the next one. If you want some great, authentic cultural food, come out on the food days. You'll see the kids. They'll be singing, they're dancing, the music's playing. It's just a wonderful place to be. We have our football homecoming on the 26th. That should be a load of fun. The spirit is, we've already got the banners up, and it's just, there's a really good feel going on with the kids. Our leadership class is as big as it's ever been. If you go to any sporting events, specifically if you go to football events, all the red shirts you see, those are leadership kids. If you belong to service organizations, Kiwanis, Rotary, Lions, whatever, and you need help and you need support, you need some kids to come out there and help out, give us a call. Stephanie Peterson is the leadership class advisor. I can give you a force. We can give you a force of 40 kids. They'll be there on the weekends, after school. You know, they're there to help and support the community, as well as Lyndhurst High School. And we also hosted our DUI court a couple of weeks ago, which most of you are very familiar with, you know, where they actually sentence a convicted DUI driver. I bring that up not necessarily because it's not something that the kids did, but fill an auditorium with 600 high school students, and it's no longer an auditorium. It's a court of law. It's got a bailiff. It has all the rules that a court of law has, and when you're done with that, every single person, from the bailiff to the CHP officers to the attorneys to the judge, comes aside and said, "We have never seen kids behave this well. They were respectful. They were quiet. They knew what the dress code was, and they adhered to the dress code. If a student had a hat on, we didn't even have to tell them. By the time they hit the threshold, it would be, oh, oops, sorry, I know I have to have it taken off." These are our kids. This is a measure of Lyndhurst High School. That is what we are about. And I invite you to come by anytime. Give me a call. I'll give you a tour. Low key, we can go into classes. You will be very, very pleased at how well your kids are doing. And I have more than enough time to show you around for that, because that is what we are all about. That is why we are here. And I think that is why you got elected, is for those kids. So you are most welcome. With that, if there's any questions.
I know I've been on your campus a number of times over the years, and I am very impressed, okay, with just wandering around your classes, going to the building and see the band teachers and watch the kids as they're going from class to class, and I've always been very impressed with them. And I did want to say, too, that with the kids that you had last year, the ones that were recommended for the ACE Award, mm-hmm. under such tremendous, terrible conditions, how they succeeded, I mean, it's just a miracle that you're producing kids like that, and what great attitudes.
Thank you.
I'd just like to make a comment about your football team. You know, I've coached on that end, and it is really a mark of your coaches and your athletes when there are only two personal fouls in six ball games, and you know it, because it's frustrating for the coaches and it's frustrating for the kids. And you know, personally, I would like you to pass that along. That it's I've been on that end of it. When I coached at Lyndhurst, we were on that end of it a couple years, and it's hard to maintain composure. And as a coach, and these guys are very good mentors and coaches for your kids, because when you have something like that and you only have two personal fouls, you know, it says a lot about your program.
I will definitely thank you, and I will definitely pass that along to Coach Niebuhr.
You know, one thing that when I always ask the kids the one question, what do you like best about the school, and what I told your faculty last year, I hear all the time, the staff cares. I hear that comment over and over and over again, and it's obvious that they deeply care.
They do.
Yeah, I get a chance to observe them out of school. I live in Johnson Park.
Okay.
A lot of kids come through Johnson Park walking and things like that, and it's interesting to observe them. You don't have a lot of problems with them. They come down to the park, they sit at the park, do what they do. They don't bother anybody. They come down, catch the bus at the end of the street, and they sit there and wait for the bus politely. They don't bother anybody. And that's kind of neat. I've seen them in the past where they come down there riding on the fences and destroying things. But it's nice to see this group of kids come down, sit quietly. They talk. They have a good time in the park and things like that. It's you're right. It's the kids out in that area are pretty neat.
I agree.
Any other questions, comments?
I'd just like to say, since the time I came on the board, I've seen you make some wonderful strides, and I wanted to tell you I was a little skeptical probably at first because I spent so many years of my career there, but you're doing a great job. As far as Mr. Harris commented on is, you have an English teacher that's coaching, but he's doing a great job with the kids, and I think that's most important. And I've seen some of his teams, and he's right. So keep up the good work, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Was that a shot at me?
Yeah, Mr. Eckert, I was going to congratulate you on your guys' football team's win. But yeah, like Mr. Harris said, I coached for a lot of years also. And the biggest thing that I always strive for was to be good winners and good losers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually harder to be a good winner or good loser than a good winner. I mean, when you're losing, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And for your kids to keep their composure, as Mr. Harris said, and as you said, I mean, that means that whoever's teaching those kids on that field, they're teaching them the right things, and those are the things that carry them through life. They learn to be winners in life because they've been taught the right attitudes and the right respect and other things that go along with learning to be a good adult. On their sports programs, they learn to be good leaders. And, yeah, I would also like to, convey to your coach, thank you for the job they're doing with your kids.
Anyone can be a good winner.
Yeah. Everybody can be a good winner.
I will absolutely.
That's all about.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, comments from board members. Mr. Miller.
I'm sorry?
Comments from board members.
You guys can give me up and have my
That's okay. No, no comments. Mr. Rex?
Sorry, I wasn't here the last couple of meetings. I had an amazing experience with dementia with my brother. So.
Yeah, clear that up, would you?
Mr. Fleury.
I forgot what it is.
Okay. That's all I have to say.
The Lions Club in this next month is going to be working with Linda Arboga and another Oliverst. They're doing their community service to go out and help. They love to help. The Exchange Club, when the Lyndhurst football team went in, they were very impressed with what he said, and we ended up giving them $200 to help in that football program.
Mr. Harris?
No comment.
Mr. Crawford?
Yes, I was lucky enough to take my 5-year-old granddaughter to the pumpkin patch, and I didn't know, I believe it was Ella. Yes, it was Ella. I got a chance to observe firsthand at the staff of a couple of the grades and the teachers, and I didn't bother them, but it was just a great experience for all those kids, and it just was kind of neat how they interacted with everybody, and just thought I'd share that.
Ms. Markle?
Nothing today.
Okay, we'll move on to opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. There's nobody in the audience. Public comments, nobody in the audience. Superintendent's report, Dr. Todd.
Thank you. As I mentioned earlier, we had two of our administrators participate in the anti-bullying campaign through Channel 3. Jolie Carrion put together a team of students who went down last week, both intermediate and high school, and she got a call back after she made all the connections, and they said, you know, we really only need the middle school kids. And she said, wait a minute, I've already asked the high school kids. They're really excited. They want to come. And because of her perseverance, they checked it out and called back and said, yes, bring all of those kids. And they were then given kind of the red carpet when they got there and got to go in first. And so it was quite an experience for those students. And then this morning, Jolie was interviewed, and then our principal of alternative ed, Rocco Greco, went this afternoon and took another slot of time answering phone calls and being interviewed. And so I think it was a wonderful opportunity for our students to see what it's like in the entertainment world, as it were. And certainly they had some very strong messages about how pervasive bullying is. And so I think it was really a wonderful experience for everyone who was involved. Thursday, you'll be getting probably barraged by happy calls from teachers who have seen their STAR scores go up, the standardized testing. There'll be a few that aren't too happy. I did get to have a preview, but the results are embargoed until Thursday. It does still amaze me that we can have schools that are in the 800s and above and fall into program improvement, and that's primarily because some of their subgroups didn't quite meet the goal, and as I shared with you this afternoon, that bar keeps raising. Next year it's close to 90%. Students have to be at or above proficient, and then the following year it's 100% of the students. So you'll see some pretty amazing growth, and so it just, once again, shows the hard work that our teachers and support staff are doing with our students who have some of the greatest learning challenges, but they continue to grow and to do better academically. And as Mr. Eckard said, those kids are walking the stage, and they have a life beyond high school. They are going into 2-year, 4-year college programs, into the military, and into trade school, so we have a lot to be appreciative of in our community. So with that, I'm going to end my comments.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Todd. We'll move on to approval of minutes. Minutes from the regular board meeting of September 25th, 2012. If there are no additions or deletions, is there a motion? Motion by Mr. Fleury. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Markle. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes, abstentions. One, Mr. Rex abstains. consent agenda. Would anybody like anything pulled from the consent agenda other than we're going to pull educational services number one will be re-agendized for the 10-23-12 meeting. Anybody want anything else pulled?
Yeah, I'd like to pull personnel services number five.
Personnel services number five. Personnel services number five. Okay, anybody want anything else pulled? Okay, if not, is there a motion on the consent agenda?
Motion to approve consent.
Motion by Mr. Harris. Seconded by Mr. Miller. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Seven yes. Okay, we'll go back to personnel services number five, Mr. Rex.
Several weeks ago, probably a month ago, we had someone come in and talk to us about the apprenticeship program. Is this connected? Is this somehow connected with the apprenticeship programs with the unions in the area, trade unions in the area?
No, this is a completely separate worksite agreement / MOU with the county in essentially creating work experience opportunities for people within the CalWORKs program. It's its own program as defined by the state.
I noticed when I read through it, it's very similar, you know, to what he was suggesting. So.
Yeah, they're very similar. Oftentimes, they're border plate MOUs. We get them from institutions of higher education for placement of student teachers and establishing partnerships, but very similar language.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve personal services number five.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Harris. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Seven yes. Okay, we'll move on to new business resolution 2012-13, number 15, excuse board members' attendance at meeting of the Board of Trustees. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fleury. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Abstentions? One. Mr. Harris abstains. Resolution two. We'll move on to Board of Trustees number two. Resolution 2012-13-16. Excuse board members' attendance at meeting of the Board of Trustees. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Harris. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fleury. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Abstentions? One. Mr. Rex abstains. That's the last item on the agenda, and Mr. Crawford would like to close the meeting in memory of Linda Pappas. You want to
Linda
go ahead?
Pappas. I just very quickly, when I first started my career in 1974, I met Alex Pappas, Marion Brooks, Kay Newman, and myself, and we were in the same department here at Marysville High, and Alex Pappas was a nut, still is. But if one thing he cherished, when the love of his life tragically passed away after a long illness, Linda waited till she raised her boys, and then Todd at Cedar Lane, I believe, for 15 years. Just a wonderful woman, and I would like to adjourn in her memory. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Crawford. That's the last item on agenda, so the meeting's adjourned.